forget about the subject matter and turn our attention to something else.
Ali kad ste na razumnom nivou, onda želite zaboraviti o tome i govoriti o nečem drugom.
You are not interested to distinguish like this.
Niste interesirani da pravite takvu razliku. Zainteresirani.
Yes. So this is the point of Bharat Maharaj, who is in this 10th chapter very strictly speaking against material distinction. He says there's no use to do it. He speaks from the spiritual standpoint.
To je poanta Maharaja Bharata u ovom 10. poglavlju. On vrlo snažno sa duhovnog nivoa govori o tim materijalnim razlikama.
Yes. Now we want to continue with our little seminar and discuss the subject matter of which is of interest to someone who wants to act on the spiritual platform, on this absolute platform.
Sada želimo nastaviti sa našim malim seminarom i govoriti o osobi koja želi djelovati na duhovnom nivou, na apsolutnom nivou.
Today we will discuss about the action of spreading Krishna consciousness in this relative world.
Danas ćemo govoriti o širenju svjesnosti Krišne u ovom relativnom svijetu.
One thing every devotee has to understand or should understand is that spreading Krishna consciousness is always involving some type of risk.
Stvar koju svaki bhakta treba shvatiti je da širenje svjesnosti Krišne uvijek uključuje i nekakav rizik.
In this material world people won't like you just because you are a devotee of Krishna.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu ljudi vas neće voljeti samo zato što ste Krišnin bhakta.
The example has been given of a prison. Imagine inside the prison, a prisoner, usually the prisoners are very much against the state who imprisoned them.
Dakle, primjer zatvora i zatvorenici u zatvoru su jako protiv države koja ih je zatvorila.
They have no good words for the police or for the state attorney and who imprisoned them.
Nemaju dobrih riječi za policiju ili za osobu koju je vlada opunomoćila da ih uhapsi.
In fact, sometimes the police or the state's attorney sends spies into the prison who are dressed up like prisoners in order to find out how is he thinking and does he have more information, this Mitkov whom we have put in the prison.
Kad policija šalje špijune među zatvorenike koji se obuku kao zatvorenici da bi saznala da li taj Nitkov zna nešto više.
Now as soon as the other prisoners find out this person is working for the police or for the state, they are mercilessly towards him.
Čim zatvorenici saznaju da ta osoba radi za policiju ili za državu, oni postaju nemilosrdni prema njemu.
They in disguise they inflict all kinds of sufferings to such a person.
Oni prikriveno razne vrste patnje nanose takvoj osobi.
So when you are, this is an analogy, it means simply that if you are working for Krishna in this material world, people tend to be upset about you.
Ova analogija pokazuje da ako radite za Krišnu u ovom svijetu, ljudi imaju tendenciju da budu nezadovoljni sa vama.
Even sometimes parents are against the children.
Kad su čak i roditelji protiv djece.
Oh, my boy or my girl loves Krishna more than me.
Oh, moj dječak ili djevojčica voli Krišnu više od mene.
This cannot be tolerated.
To se ne može tolerirati.
Yes. So at the same time, if you want to love Krishna or become Krishna consciousness, you cannot sit down. You cannot sit down. Of course, you can sit down, but you cannot remain sitting down.
U isto vrijeme, ako želite voljeti Krishnu ili postati svjesni Krishne, ne možete ostati sjedeći.
You cannot show your love by sitting down.
Ne možete pokazati svoju ljubav samo sjedeći.
Let us say someone is has a fiancé, and she says, "Can you please? I feel so umorang. Can you please bring me an apple? I'm so hungry."
Recimo da imate zaručnicu i ona zaručnika i on vam kaže, molim te donesi mi jednu jabuku, jako sam umoran.
At the present moment I feel unable to move.
Sada osjećam se nesposobnim da se krećem.
Now imagine this person would say, no, go yourself.
Zamislite da ta osoba kaže, ne, idi sam.
You cannot show your love like this.
Ne možete na taj način pokazati svoju ljubav.
Or imagine a guest comes.
Ili zamislite da dođe gost.
And you remain just sitting on your sofa.
Vi ostanete sjediti na svojoj sofi.
And don't even open the door for him.
Čak mu ni ne otvorite vrata.
What to speak of offering him something to eat.
A da ne govorimo o tome da mu ponudite nešto da jede.
You cannot show your sympathy like this.
Ne možete vašu simpatiju izraziti na taj način.
To show love means to endeavor.
Pokazati ljubav znači potruditi se.
So if we want to love Krishna, we must show our noble endeavor to serve him.
Ako želimo voljeti Krishnu, moramo pokazati svoj plemeniti napor u služenju njega.
And this means to do a sacrifice for Krishna.
I to znači raditi žrtvu za Krishnu.
If in any endeavor in life, if you do want to advance, you have to make sacrifices.
U svakom naporu u životu, ako doista želite napredovati, morate raditi, morate se žrtvovati.
Say you are in the economics faculty of the university.
Recimo da ste na ekonomskom sveučilištu.
Now there will be a point when you really have to learn how much is a dollar and how much is a dinar, you know, some knowledge you have to acquire.
U ovom trenutku morat ćete znati kakav je odnos dolara i dinara.
Or better, what is the, you know, international banking system?
Ili kakav je internacionalni bankovni sistem?
Yes. You really have to try to find this out.
Morate to zaista saznati.
Oh, dobrodošli, Dajdjari. Welcome. Nice to see you. You really have to endeavor.
Zaista se morate potruditi.
Or say you are a sportsman.
Jer recimo da ste sportaš.
There will be a time when you really have to go through muscle training.
Morat ćete jednom zaista trenirati svoje mišiće.
To do something.
Da biste nešto učinili.
If you are too afraid to, you know, to make an endeavor because you think it's so uncomfortable, then it is you will not be able to make solid advancement.
Ako se previše bojite da uložite napor jer mislite da je to vrlo neudobno, neugodno, onda sigurno nećete moći znatno napredovati.
Someone who doesn't like endeavors will always stay the way he is or she is. Now when you make an endeavor, you always take a kind of risk.
Kada uložite napor, uvijek prihvatate određeni rizik.
Because you really do not know how this will come out.
Jer doista ne znate kako će se sve završiti. Kakav će biti rezultat.
Our teaching, Prabhupada says, to present Bhagavad Gita is a process of teaching people how to surrender to Krishna.
Naše poučavanje u pokušaju prezentiranja Bhagavad Gita je poučavanje procesa kako se predati Krishni.
Nobody will accept this.
Niko to neće prihvatiti.
You say to someone, surrender to Krishna, he goes, no!
Ako kažete nekome predaj se Krišni, on će reći ne.
Even we ourselves hear sometimes how a devotee say, no, I didn't come for this, I didn't join a spiritual movement to surrender.
kad i naši bakte kažu ne, ja nisam zbog toga došao, nisam se pridružio duhovnom pokretu da bih se predao.
I wanted to feel good. That's why I'm here.
Želio sam se osjećati dobro, zato sam ovdje.
So Prabhupada says, nobody will accept.
Čilo Prabhupada kaže, niko neće prihvatiti predavanje.
But the preacher, he will take the risk and say, please surrender.
Ali propovjednik će prihvatiti rizik i reći, molim te, predaj se.
So you know the preachers are sometimes attacked.
Znate da propovjednike kad napadaju.
Just like Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai and Madai.
Kao što su Jagai i Madai napali Nityananda Prabhua.
And Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
A gospodin Isus Krist je bio razapet na križu.
So a preacher has the risk.
Dakle, propovjednik rizikuje.
Therefore Krishna says, there is nobody dearer to me than that person who preaches this confidential truth to the people.
Stoga Krishna kaže, niko mi nije draži od onih osoba koje propovjedaju ove povjerljive istine ljudima.
If we want to please Krishna, we have to take this risk.
Ako želimo zadovoljiti Krishnu, moramo prihvatiti taj rizik.
My spiritual master took this risk of preaching work and he inspired us also to do that preaching work.
Moj duhovni učitelj je prihvatio rizik u propovjedačkom radu i nas je inspirirao također da prihvatimo rizik u propovjedanju.
And we are imploring you.
I mi preklinjemo vas
to take this preaching work.
Da prihvatite ovo propovjedanje.
In other words, showing your love means to make an endeavor, and to make an endeavor means to take a risk.
Drugim riječima, pokazivanje vaše ljubavi znači uložiti napor, a uložiti napor znači prihvatiti rizik.
One who takes this risk, he is recognized by Krishna immediately.
Onoga ko prihvaća rizik, Krishna odmah primjećuje i priznaje.
But one who is not taking risk, he will never go out for preaching.
Ali onaj ko nikad ne prihvaća rizik, nikad neće ići van da propovjeda.
Tama Krishna then says to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you took a great risk also by coming to us.
Tama Krishna onda kaže Prabhupadu, Prabhupada, ti si prihvatio veliki rizik dolazeći k nama.
Prabhupada says, yes, as soon as I impose these four principles, they will say, go home.
Prabhupada kaže, da, čim nametnem ova četiri principa, oni će reći, idi kući.
Idi kući, yes. But I took that risk. I never said anything palatable.
Ali ja sam prihvatio taj rizik, nikad nisam rekao nešto ukusno.
Once Prabhupada said that he was wondering why they have not yet crucified me.
Prabhupada jednom rekao da se je čudio što ga još nisu razapeli na križu.
There is a very nice story which Prabhupada once told the Beatles about mantras.
Postoji lijepa priča koju je Prabhupada ispričao Beatlesima o mantrama.
And it has a lot to do with taking risks.
I ima puno veze sa rizikom.
Ramanujacharya got once a mantra from his spiritual master, Goshtipurnam, and Goshtipurnam said, but this is a secret. It is a very powerful mantra. It can deliver everyone, but keep it for yourself.
Ramanujacharya je jednom dobio mantru od svog duhovnog učitelja Goshtipurnama, ali on mu je rekao da je to izuzetno tajna mantra i da je zadrži za sebe i da ta mantra može svakog izbaviti.
So Ramanujacharya went to the marketplace and said, all people of the town, please come here, I have to tell you something very important.
Ramanujacharya je otišao na tržnicu i pozvao sve ljude iz grada da dođu jer im ima reći nešto veoma važno.
Chant the following mantra and you will be delivered from material existence.
Mantrajte sljedeću mantru i biti ćete izbavljeni iz materijalnog postojanja.
Om namo narayanaya. Gostipurna heard what his disciple had done.
I kad je Gostipurna čuo što je njegov učenik učinio,
I told you not to say it, it's not for the public, it's for you.
Rekao sam ti da nikome ne kažeš, to nije za javnost, to je za tebe.
You have disobeyed your spiritual master, offense.
Ti si prekršio naredbu svog duhovnog učitelja, to je uvreda.
Now what will be your future?
Što će sada biti tvoja budućnost?
Dobrodošli.
So, Ramanuja said, I don't care if I have to go to hell. Ramanuja je rekao, baš me briga ako moram ići u pakao.
Now the people will be delivered from material existence.
Ovi ljudi će biti izbavljeni iz materijalnog postojanja, to je dobro.
So, Prabhupada said that Gostipurna was so satisfied that he embraced his disciple because the disciple understood the mission of Gostipurna.
Gostipurna mi je bio toliko zadovoljan sa svojim učenikom da ga je zagrlio jer je njegov učenik shvatio njegovu misiju.
This is the right mood of a preacher.
To je pravilno raspoloženje propovjednika.
He should try to save the people.
On treba pokušati da spasi ljude.
Prabhupada said, to turn one man to Krishna consciousness, we have to shed 100 tons of blood.
Prabhupada je rekao da jednog čovjeka spasimo i učinimo ga svjesnim Krišne, moramo 100 tona krvi potrošiti.
We are not easy going.
Mi nismo osobe koje žive olako.
We have taken this risk to preach.
Mi smo prihvatili ovaj rizik da bismo propovjedali.
And it has become successful.
I postigli smo uspjeh.
So this is very good.
To je vrlo dobro.
Now, by taking such risks for Krishna, the point is we become recognized by Krishna.
Ako prihvaćamo rizik za Krishnu, Krishna nas primjećuje i prihvaća.
Krishna will see this person has done something in his life for my pleasure.
Krishna će vidjeti ova osoba je učinila nešto za moje zadovoljstvo u svom životu.
And he becomes very satisfied.
I Krishna postaje vrlo zadovoljan.
See, in this world we just mention to get one merciful glance of Krishna in our direction, then our life is successful.
Ako u ovom svijetu uspijemo da dobijemo barem jedan milostivi pogled Krishne, onda je naš život uspješan.
If we manage to get many merciful glances, it's super successful.
Ako uspijemo dobiti više milostivih pogleda Krishne, onda je to super uspješno.
So, this was Prabhupada's mood while he was preaching.
To je bilo Prabhupadovo raspoloženje dok je propovjedao.
Prabhupada even risked his own health sometimes.
Prabhupada je katkada rizikovao i svoje vlastito zdravlje.
If I would not have lectured, how you would have come, said Prabhupada.
Da nisam davao lekcije, kako biste vi došli, rekao je Prabhupada.
So far as possible, I'm taking care of my health, but Krishna's service must be executed, even at the risk of life.
Koliko god je moguće, brinem o svom zdravlju, ali Krishna služba se mora, služba za Krishna se mora obaviti čak i uz rizik, uz životni rizik.
A living entity gets millions of opportunities to get a type of body.
Živo biće dobije milijone prilika da dobije razne vrste tijela.
But hardly he gets the opportunity to serve Krishna.
Ali rijetko dobije priliku da služi Krishna.
The service of Krishna must be executed at all risks.
U svaki rizik služba za Krishnu se mora obaviti.
But do not worry, I'm taking care of my health by the help of Gaurasunda. Hope you are well.
Ali ne brini, ja brinem o mom zdravlju uz pomoć Gaurasundara. Nadam se da si ti dobro.
Now, as soon as Krishna sees that a devotee is fully is making himself or herself fully dependent on him.
Čim Krishna vidi da bhakta je potpuno ovisan o njemu,
a very sweet relationship starts.
Započinje vrlo ljubki odnos.
That is that Krishna feels the necessity to protect his devotee.
To znači da Krishna osjeća potrebu da zaštiti svog baktu.
Prabhupada said in this connection, to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, devotees have to face many dangers and impediments all over the world.
Prabhupada je rekao da bi širili pokret svjesnosti Krishne, bakte se moraju suočiti sa mnogo opasnosti i prepreka širom svijeta.
But a devotee who always preaches with great devotion to the Lord must know that Lord Nrsingadev is always his protector.
Ali bakta koji uvijek propovijeda sa, o gospodinu sa velikom devocijom mora znati da je gospodin Nrsingadev uvijek njegov zaštitnik.
See, although becoming Krishna consciousness sometimes means to declare war against Maya.
Iako postati svjestan Krishna kad znači objaviti rat Maji,
Krishna is there and helps the devotee.
Krishna je prisutan i pomaže bhakti.
If you always sit down,
ako uvijek sjedite,
and do not take any risk,
i nikakav rizik ne prihvaćate,
Krishna can also not protect you.
Krishna vas onda neće štititi.
Because you are already trying to do that.
Krishna vas ne može štititi jer vi već sami pokušavate to učiniti.
You have a nice heating arrangement around you.
Imate fini aranžman za grijanje oko vas.
You have a nice eating arrangement.
Aranžman za jedenje lijepi.
A nice clothing arrangement.
Lijepu odjeću.
Dinar income arrangement.
Prihode u dinarima.
A movie arrangement and entertainment arrangement.
I aranžman da gledate filmove i da se zabavljate.
But you feel bored to death.
Ali vam je smrtno dosadno.
Because you know this life is meant for something else than making an arrangement for the mind and the senses of the body.
Jer znate da ovaj život je namijenjen nečem drugom osim pravljenju aranžmana za um i čula, tjelesna čula.
So he or she who wants to feel the reciprocation of Krishna has to engage in the service, and the best the service where you easiest feel how Krishna comes and helps is a preaching service.
Onaj ko želi osjetiti da mu Krishna uzvraća, on se treba angažirati u službi u kojoj će to najlakše realizirati, a to je služba propovijedanja.
The more we face difficulties, the more we draw the attention of Krishna.
Što se više suočavamo sa poteškoćama, to više privlačimo pažnju Krishna na sebe.
So now I will come to a very important point.
Sada dolazim do vrlo važne točke.
Often it happens that devotees are making themselves totally dependent on success and failure.
Često se dešava da bakte učine sebe potpuno ovisnima o uspjehu ili neuspjehu.
When they have success, they are happy.
Kada su uspješni, oni su sretni.
When they have no success, they become totally finished.
Kad nisu uspješni, onda su gotovi.
I just read some article where the writer wrote the following.
Upravo sam pročitao članak u kojem je pisac članka napisao sljedeće.
One of the friends of Lord Krishna came every Sunday to the Sunday feast in our San Francisco temple, and he brought his synthesizer with him and loudspeaker arrangement.
Jedan od prijatelja gospodina Krishne bi svaki put dolazio na nedjeljni program na Sunday Feast u San Francisco i donio bi sa sobom svoj synthesizer i zvučnike.
And he liked synthesizer music which was played in the drugi muzička dela.
I on je volio glazbu u synthesizer koja se bila svirala u drugom glazbenom dijelu.
Now one day, and it was great work, he had to put it in a truck, you know, and truck it to the temple.
To je bio veliki posao za njega. On je morao to ozvučenje staviti u kamion i dovesti do hrama.
Now one day, due to some, you know, organizational situation, they had to start before he had to put the amplification system up, before he could put it up. In other words, he came in vain.
Jednom kada je takva situacija ispala, oni su morali ranije početi s tim dijelom programa prije no što je on došao, i onda je on u stvari uzalud došao.
And then he exploded.
I onda je on eksplodirao.
He took a revolver.
Izvadio je revolver.
Shot 7 bullets in the heads of the pujari.
I ispalio 7 metaka u glavu pujarija.
Ripped down the chandelier.
Otkinuo ovaj luster.
And called the police.
I nazvao policiju.
My feelings have been hurt.
Moji osjećaji su povrijeđeni.
This is a story, it is not real.
To je priča, to nije stvarno.
But the emotion is real.
Ali emocija je stvarna.
This was a trick to wake you up.
To je bio trik da vas probudim.
The emotion is real.
Emocija je stvarna.
Nuli Vodi, if he doesn't feel, or Priyatalya of Krishna, if he doesn't feel success, well, he becomes very angry sometimes. Or if he is not, even worse, if he is not recognized.
Mladi Bhakta ili prijatelj Krishna, ako ne postigne nekakav uspjeh, postaje jako ljut. Ili još i gore, ako ga ne priznaju, ako ga ne poštivaju.
Imagine someone is number two.
Zamislite, neko je broj dva.
And the one who reads the list in the morning forgets to mention him.
I onaj ko čita ujutro listu, sankirtan listu, zaboravi da ga spomene.
The first feeling would be disappointment.
Prvi osjećaj bi bio razočaranje.
And maybe angry.
Možda i gnjev.
Bogadan, how types the names in the address, he into the list, you know, he really you know, he really has only not such noble feelings for me.
Gorga Dadar, koji upisuje imena i rezultate, nema baš plemenite osjećaje prema meni.
I was the whole day on the street and then I was not even on the list.
Bio sam cijeli dan na ulici i čak nisam ni na listi, to je previše.
I don't think this is a case in the Zagreb temple, but in some temples it might be the case.
Ja ne mislim da je to slučaj u zagrebačkom hramu, ali u nekim hramovima to može biti slučaj.
Here we have very advanced devotees.
Ovdje imamo vrlo napredne bhakte.
I think you understand my point.
Mislim da shvaćate moju poantu.
A Kama Mishra Bhakta is someone, you know, who only thinks in terms, am I successful and am I recognized?
Kama Mishra Bhakta, on samo misli, jesam li uspješan, jesam li priznat.
His bhakti, in other words, is Mishra, is mixed with the fruitive mentality.
Njegova bhakti je Mishra, pomiješana s plodonosnim mentalitetom.
Like the friend who came to the San Francisco temple.
Kao prijatelj koji je došao u hram u San Francisco.
He felt, I'm not, my endeavor is not recognized.
On je osjetio, moj napor se ne primjećuje, ne cijeni.
And then the prijatelj turned into an enemy.
I onda se prijatelj pretvorio u neprijatelja.
So we must know that success is really not a failure. This is the measurement of the American society.
Trebamo znati da uspjeh ili neuspjeh je kriterij ili mjerilo američkog društva.
The American society is highly success oriented.
Američko društvo je jako orijentirano na postizanje uspjeha.
Our Western society also.
I naše zapadnjačko društvo također.
Our Gogopal has informed me that in sports sometimes one thousandth of a second is deciding whether or not you are number one or two.
Naš Gorgo Palme je informirao da u sportu čak jedna tisućinka sekunde, odlučna tisućinka sekunde odlučuje hoćete li biti prvi ili drugi.
It's called a quantitative measurement on life.
To se naziva kvantitativnim mjerenjem života.
Our Western society has somehow formed this measurement to be the measurement of success. How much money?
Naše zapadnjačko društvo je na neki način to učinilo mjerilom uspjeha. Koliko novaca?
How rich?
Koliko ste bogati?
How much land do you have?
Koliko imate zemlje?
How many cars in America? You know, here we have happy we have half a car, but
u Americi koliko auta imate, to je važno. Ovdje mi smo sretni, imamo pola auta.
How much girlfriends?
Koliko djevojaka?
How much people came to your party?
Koliko ljudi je došlo na vašu zabavu?
The people are killing themselves in this how much business.
Ljudi se ubijaju s tim koliko poslom.
This is not Krishna's standard.
To nije Krishna's standard.
Prabhupada once wrote to Satsvarup Maharaj, you should not be discouraged if people are not coming to your meetings.
Prabhupada je napisao Satsvarup Maharaju, ne trebaš biti obeshraben ako ljudi ne dolaze na vaše sastanke.
We are trying to please Krishna, that's all.
Mi pokušavamo zadovoljiti Krishnu, to je sve.
We must simply go on to the best of our ability.
Moramo jednostavno nastaviti dalje najbolje što možemo.
We must always sincerely try to the best, to our best with great determination.
Moramo se uvijek najbolje što možemo truditi sa najvećom odlučnošću.
This is the transcendental position.
To je transcendentalni položaj.
Success or failure, this is not our business.
Uspjeh ili neuspjeh, to nas ne zanima.
We leave that up to Krishna.
Mi to prepuštamo Krishni.
And then he gives the example of his own spiritual master.
I potom daje primjer svog duhovnog učitelja.
Sometimes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in lectures had up to 30,000 people who wanted to listen to him.
Kad je Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati na svojim lekcijama imao i oko 30,000 ljudi koji su ga slušali.
And after the lecture, people violently, you know, they carried him to a room and just washed his feet, although he didn't like it.
Nakon lekcije ljudi bi ga na silu uhvatili i oprali njegova stopala, iako se to njemu nije svidilo.
And then they took the water in the bathing tub.
I onda bi stavili vodu u kadu.
Put like 20 buckets in.
Stavili 20 kanti.
And distributed little drops of Charanamrita so that everyone could get.
I dijelili nekoliko kapi Charanamrita tako da bi svako mogao dobiti.
He was so famous.
Bio je toliko poznat.
But sometimes no one would come.
Ali kad niko ne bi došao.
It was maybe not good arranged or so.
Možda nije bilo dobro aranžirano ili slično.
So he was so enthusiastic.
On je bio toliko entuzijastičan.
He said, when no one comes, we speak to the walls.
On je rekao, ako niko ne dođe, mi ćemo govoriti zidovima.
Might have been two people or three.
Možda bi bilo dvoje, troje ljudi.
And with the same enthusiasm he was preaching.
I sa istim entuzijazmom on bi propovjedao.
Also, one time, the devotees brought Srila Prabhupada to the cinema house.
Također jednom su bakte odveli Srila Prabhupada do kina.
To give a lecture.
Doveli su ga u jedno kazalište da bi održao lekciju.
And only Brahmananda's mother came.
I došla je samo majka od Brahmanande, jednog bakte.
And maybe one priyatelja who anyways always comes.
I možda još jedan prijatelj Krišne koji i ovako i onako uvijek dolazi.
And with great enthusiasm, Prabhupada delivered his lecture.
I sa velikim entuzijazmom Prabhupada je dao svoju lekciju.
And the devotees asked him, I mean,
shouldn't you better go home and do something more valuable with your time?
Bakte su ga pitali, zar nije bilo bolje da ideš kući i učiniš nešto vrednije i na vrjedniji način iskoristiš svoje vrijeme?
No, no, sir, Prabhupada, we are glorifying Krishna.
Ne, ne, rekao je Prabhupada, mi slavimo Krishnu.
See, the devotee doesn't have this success or failure measurement.
Bakta nema takvo mjerilo o uspjehom i neuspjehom.
He wants to please Krishna, that's all.
On želi zadovoljiti Krishnu, to je sve.
He doesn't have and therefore he is protected.
I stoga on je zaštićen.
This is very important. Our rajasic or passionate minds have to understand this.
To je jako važno. Naši rađastični ili strastveni umovi to moraju shvatiti.
Just if we manage to please Krishna, that's our success.
Samo ako uspijemo zadovoljiti Krishnu, to je naš uspjeh.
We do not need recognition.
Nije nam potrebno poštovanje, priznavanje
by this world.
Od strane ovog svijeta.
And we do not need fame or money or what else? Success.
I nije nam potreban, nije nam potrebna slava, novac ili uspjeh.
Krishna might be more satisfied with you if you are doing something which and going on serving him even if you are not so successful.
Krishna može biti više zadovoljan ako ga nastavite služiti i čak ako niste jako uspješni.
So don't be disappointed in your endeavors.
Nemojte biti razočarani u vašim naporima.
So yeah, this is all of which I wanted to say this today.
To je sve što sam danas htio reći.
You might be wondering, this is all philosophy.
Možete čuditi, ovo je sve filozofija.
Where is the practical tricks how to preach?
Kad će doći praktični trikovi kako propovijedati?
But there is no practical trick how to preach.
Ali nema praktičnog trika kako propovijedati.
Krishna consciousness is the trick.
Svjesnost Krishna je trik.
But in one of the lectures I will talk extremely practical, like how to give a presentation on the philosophy.
Na jednoj lekciji govorit ću jako praktično, recimo kako prezentirati filozofiju, iznijeti jednu prezentaciju filozofije.
Think deeply about the subject.
Duboko razmisliti o temi.
Evolve your own ideas. Develop your own ideas on the subject.
Razviti vaše vlastite ideje o toj temi.
The ideas must grow in you and mature.
Ideje se moraju razviti u vama i sazrijeti.
Now you can speak.
Sada možeš govoriti.
You have an inner urge to speak.
Imaš unutrašnji poriv da govoriš.
And then you will convince others.
I onda ćeš uvjeriti druge.
So I will talk about these little tricks, you know.
Govorit ću o tim malim trikovima.
But first we have to understand Krishna consciousness is a fundament.
Ali moramo shvatiti da je temelj, glavni temelj svjesnost Krishna.
So, let me just summarize what we have been talking about today.
Sada bih sažeto opisao o čemu smo danas govorili.
A devotee must know that he cannot show his love or her love just to Krishna just by sitting down.
Bhakta mora znati da njegovu ili njenu ljubav ne može pokazati tako samo što sjedi.
Every one of us has in this life to do something where he risks even something for Krishna.
U ovom životu svako od nas mora učiniti nešto gdje čak rizikuje nešto za Krishnu.
That means endeavor.
To znači trud.
Then one becomes recognized by Krishna.
Onda Krishna